Assessing risks involves considering the potential severity of harm caused by the hazard, which includes the type of harm that could occur, such as muscular strain, fatigue, burns, or lacerations. Whether the hazard poses a serious risk of death, serious injury, or illness, or poses only a minor risk of injury. How many people are at risk? The mechanism by which hazards may cause harm, including the efficacy of existing control measures and their ability to prevent all types of harm. The actual manner in which work is performed, rather than relying on written manuals and procedures. Unusual or infrequent occurrences, as well as how things are normally supposed to happen. Maintenance and cleaning processes, as well as equipment breakdowns and health and safety control failures.